Hello, and welcome to our CGM Christmas podcast. This is Apostle Charles. We are bringing Christmas podcasts to you to encourage you and lift you up during this holiday season. We are also lifting up the name of Jesus because this is who we celebrate at this time of year. Today, we are going to look at shepherds, who are the caretakers of sheep and among the first to receive the good news of Jesus' birth. We give special attention and recognition today to the caretakers who are now in our society. They are our health caretakers and workers, first responders, caretakers in the home, and all of those who are there in some way for those who are suffering during these challenging times. These are our modern-day shepherds caring for people of God who are His sheep. Today, James McNear, a pastor, accomplished musician and composer, and founder of Mac Attack Records, will share his favorite Christmas memory and gift. Pastor McNear is the producer of CGM Charles George Mission's Christmas CD, We Love Christmas, selections of which we play on podcasts that you will hear.
Hello, I'm Pastor James. My most favorite Christmas memory is when I was about 4 years old, my father gave me a battery-operated guitar and an amplifier. And needless to say, this gift has continued to give to me all the rest of my life. I'm very thankful for that gift and such a wonderful presentation in my life that was something that continues to be a blessing in my life. I'm grateful to my dad for thinking of me in that manner.
Thank you, Pastor McNear. What a blessing it is that the Father has bestowed on you, a gift that His Son, you are God's Son, gave back to the world, chosen vessel of God. Our scripture today comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 18. Luke 2 starts out with the decree from Caesar Augustus that everyone had to return to their ancestral town of birth to register for purposes of taxation. This meant Mary and Joseph had to return to Bethlehem for this purpose because of this decree. It was in Bethlehem that Mary gave birth to Jesus, and the first ones to hear of the announcement were the shepherds. We will read from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 18. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was, with the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even into Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came and with haste found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen the babe, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. There may be a lot to reflect on in these scriptures, but one thing that caught my attention is, why did God choose the shepherds to be the first ones to receive the good news of Jesus' birth? There are many theories, I am sure, but what I believe is, first of all, we see God's goodness, even to the lowest persons. Shepherds were among the poorest and the lowest people at that time in Israel. Thus, we see that God is no respecter of persons. We should believe God is letting us know that Jesus came for everyone. Jesus' birth was just as important for a shepherd as it was for the kings who came from the east seeking him. And aren't we glad about it? I certainly am. If I had to be born into royalty to know Jesus, I would have been left out. Although I do not, and neither should you, count myself less than royalty, because I am a king in God's eyes. I am a prince in his eyes. I am his son in his eyes because of Jesus. That is how you should see yourself as well, as a king or a queen in God's eyes, or a prince or a princess. We also see the shepherds watching their flock at night. Now, I don't know much about sheep or shepherding in the normal, natural way, but I don't think today's sheep have to be watched at night because there are probably all kinds of monitoring devices and systems to watch them. But back in that day, apparently somebody had to watch the little sheep, not only at night, but in the daytime, because they were subject to be stolen by thieves or killed by wolves. This reminds us that Jesus is the good shepherd. He is present all the time, anytime, and everywhere through the Holy Spirit. Perhaps he is best known in the midnight hours, the quiet hours when the world is sleeping. After all, he did say that he would come and be present as if a thief showed up in the night. Isn't it wonderful to know that Jesus can show up without your expectation to take care of you and watch over you, especially in your darkest hour, to care for you? Thinking of the shepherds led me to think about the healthcare workers, first responders, and caretakers, and others who have been tasked with watching over the sick people and damaged and injured people, even in the midnight hours. They are like shepherds watching over sheep, especially during this time and season that we live in today. Caretakers, they give all they have to keep the sheep alive or the person. They are like shepherds protecting the sheep from the wolves and thieves and those who would come and steal life from them. So let me stop right now and say thank you to all the care workers, first responders, to everyone who is out there and who has been like a shepherd, a caretaker, keeping watch over God's sheep. We applaud you. The world applauds you. What else is so special about these shepherds? The angel came upon them and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. The angel did not come to the kings to show them the way to the baby Jesus, but these humble shepherds were blessed with the presence of the angel upon them and the glory of God, which shone round about them. And then, if we skip to verse 13, we're told suddenly a multitude of heavenly hosts also appeared. I believe the multitude of heavenly hosts could not appear at the same time as the one lone angel appeared, because it probably, a mass of angels like that probably would have caused the shepherds to take off running in fear. Verse 9 says they were sore afraid at that one angel. God knows how to bless us with his presence, yet not overwhelm us. These shepherds were chosen to spread the good news about Jesus' birth because they were humble. God knows with whom to entrust his word. And in this case, it was the shepherds. Once they were past the fears, they readily believed and quickly went to Bethlehem to see this thing which the Lord made known to them. They became those who were sent. They became evangelizers. And after they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus, they did not keep the good news to themselves. They let it be known as far as they could go who this child was. The shepherds should cause us to do something, something like soul searching. How do we treat others? Are we kind only to those who are well-to-do, or are we kind to everyone, even the lowest person? Do we help those who are in need, or at least do our part to support those who do help the needy? This brings to mind Jesus and the parable of the sheep and the goats. Matthew 25, verses 21 through 36, reflects on the poor, the naked, and those who are in prison. Can God entrust us to make known his good news about Jesus, not only in the word, but in the way we live, or are we too proud? These are just a few things to think about, not only during this Christmas season, but year round. Let us all strive to make a difference in every person. Let us also be like shepherds and caretakers.
Thank you for being with us today on CGM Christmas Podcast. Join us again tomorrow when we will again share scriptures celebrating Jesus' birth, hear uplifting Christmas memories from various contributors, and listen to songs from our album, CGM We Love Christmas. This is Stephanie Wright. May God's love, peace, and protection be with you until next time. And remember, don't let anything steal your Christmas. The album We Love Christmas is a production of Charles George Missions and the Mac Attack Productions. A single song or the entire CD may be ordered on our website at cgmissions.com/podcast.
If you want to contact us or comment on this podcast, please visit our website at cgmissions.com/podcast, where all episodes are available by category and series format. This is Apostle Charles. Until next time, God bless you.
Charles George Missions is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. All donations are tax deductible. Donations may be made through our website, cgmissions.com. We leave you with the guitar instrumentals of James McNear and Gilbert Clay Jr. playing Little Drummer Boy.